Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Tommy Herndon has been crabbing the waters of Florida most of his life. His grandfather and uncle worked as crabbers, too, and taught him about such things as the importance of the phases of the moon.
When you get the full moons and stuff, the moon brightens the waters up, and the crabs seem to go dormant or lay up and don't trap.
Are they afraid of the light?
Yeah, light keeps them from trapping a lot of times, and you get different phases of the tides on your full moons, and that has an effect on them.
You have a lot of crab traps in your yard.
In the old days, you didn't have too much pollution in the rivers and stuff, so we didn't have too much problem with stuff growing on traps.
Stuff growing on traps like what?
Now you have all kinds of growth from runoffs that come from whatever, I guess. So it's a constant struggle to keep the traps clean, and they have to be pretty clean for a crab to go in them. So we bring them home on a daily basis and clean the dirty ones and put new clean ones out. We have a lot of problems with thievery, so you have to keep them on hand constantly to keep up with it.
Are people stealing the traps primarily, or what's in the traps?
Well, we have both phases. During the last couple of years, this recession, it seemed to have really gotten bad.
When you were starting out learning from your grandfather and your uncle, they must have had some stories, wild stories about the old days.
Oh, in the old days, there was not that many crabbers around, and they used to keep me pretty excited telling me the stories about all the big catches and stuff. And I'd say, well, when are we going to see these big catches?
What's the biggest haul you've ever brought in?
One particular year, I think it was 77, it snowed here, and we went off Sanibel Island, and I was catching anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 pounds every day. All that cold run all those crabs out in the Gulf, and we just lucked up and hit them.
I don't see any obvious pinch marks on your hands. Did you ever go one-on-one with a crab that grabbed you and wouldn't let go?
Yeah, I've stuck my hand in a trap a couple of times and have a large male crab grab me in there. My grandfather said, just hold still, he'll turn you loose. But it's been my experience, they don't always do that. I finally had to resort to getting a pair of pliers and breaking them to get them off. Believe me, the longer they hang on, the tighter they get.
When sea turtles were declared an endangered species in the mid-70s, there was an unintended consequence.
Oh, yeah. If you got any crab traps around full of crabs, especially female crabs around sea turtles, they'll destroy them. A loggerhead can chew up 8 to 10 traps a night. They're a real problem to crabbers and crab fishermen.
There are that many sea turtles in the river?
There's more sea turtles in the river now than when I was a kid. We see them on a daily basis from one end of the lagoon to the other.
Do they actually eat the crabs, or do they just destroy the traps?
They put out a musk when they set on top of a crab trap, and for some reason, it kills all those crabs in there, and they just keep rolling that trap around, and as those dead crabs fall to the side of that trap, they pull the legs off of them.
And eat them?
Yeah, they eat crabs. That's one of their favorite foods. By the time they finish eating all those crab legs off there, you don't have nothing left much of a crab trap either. Around Wabasso, Sebastian, and down in that area in the summertime, you stay away from those areas. We do. In the wintertime, we usually lose 3 to 4 traps a week to sea turtles. That's pretty expensive.
Have you ever caught a sea turtle in the act?
Yeah, up in the shallow waters when you come up, they'll be sitting on top of a trap. I've had a few of them get hung up in the ropes, but mostly they flip right out of the rope and go right on. And then if you don't move the traps, he'll be right back. So usually what we do is we pick up and move away from them as quick as we can.
So that's why the loggerheads get so big, eating that good crab meat all day.
Well, I've talked to the biologists about it, and they say they don't eat crabs. They eat jellyfish, crustaceans. Well, that's what a crab is. Crabs are crustaceans. They're jelly inside until they're cooked.
Tommy Herndon lives in Fellsmere. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.